The White House Report.
A lot of questions about various topics at the White House press briefing, the first held in weeks. I asked Sarah Huckabee Sanders about two questions that had not even been tackled in the briefing. One about why President Trump called Andrew Gillum, the Democratic nominee for governor in Florida, a thief. And also about the voter suppression issues in Georgia and North Dakota, among other places.
I'm not going to get into specifics on that matter because it involves two candidates running for office. And I'm not going to impact that due to the Hatch Act. I'll leave that to the president to make those types of statements. And your second question.
Yes, second question. The president talks about voter fraud at a time when there are allegations and proof of voter suppression taking place in the state of Georgia, where Stacey Abrams is ahead of the Republican contender, and also in North Dakota, where Native Americans who don't have a street address but have a P.O. box if they live on reservations, they're not able to vote. So what's going on with that? Is the president talking about that? Is he working on that?
Certainly, we don't support any type of voter suppression. What we do support is voter integrity. Again, I'm not going to weigh into specifics that have impact on an election that's a few days away. I'll leave that for the president to lay out that specific case.
And for the record on Andrew Gillum, there is an FBI investigation of a colleague of Andrew Gillum's. Andrew Gillum has said the investigation is not about him.
I am not under investigation, and neither is my city government. But anyone who has done anything wrong ought to be held fully accountable. And that's what we've supported. But of course, facts don't matter to these folks. So we have to persist through in spite of. And my community has to measure me based off of what my actions have been. And I've served for 15 years with integrity and with respect. And the only reason these things have come about, or of late at least, have been because I'm a candidate for governor and now the Democratic nominee for governor. But they're going to be all right. We're going to push through this thing. And I'm looking forward to winning this race on November 6th.
President Trump did call Andrew Gillum a thief in a tweet Monday. April Ryan, AURN News.